Chapter 2 Sugar Hill.
Nigger boy, what are you doing here?
Marshall had been standing under the sweltering sun on the far end of the platform. He had stomach pangs from hunger, and he tried to make himself look small, but the white man had come straight toward him, eyes cold and firm, the gun on his hip in plain sight.
Waiting for the train, Marshall told him.
The man eyed him up and down, suspicious of the suit.
There's only one more train comes through here, the man told him, and that's the 4 o'clock. You'd better be on it, because the sun is never going down on a live nigger in this town.
His appetite gone, Marshall's eyes followed the man as he turned away.
So I wrap my constitutional rights in cellophane, tucked them in my hip pocket, and caught the next train out of there, the lawyer recalled.
One trip led into another, and he never felt safe until he was riding the rails north again, sitting with a glass of bourbon in his hand, waiting for the porter to bring him a good cut of meat. Outside the parlor car window, the whitewashed shacks eventually gave way to factories and highways and row houses with white marble steps, until he finally stepped off the train in the entirely different world of New York. Pennsylvania Station, with its colossal pink granite columns and glass and steel train sheds, was one of the largest public spaces in the world, its grandeur awing the millions of travelers and commuters who daily pass through it.
One entered the city like a god,
architectural historian Vincent Scully noted. Yet the anonymity of strolling across the breathtaking 10-story vaulted concourse, like any other man wearing a fedora and hauling his briefcase and luggage, suited Marshall just fine. Standing out in a crowd on a train platform was something Marshall was happy to leave behind him in the South. From Penn Station, Marshall hailed a DeSoto Skyview taxi and headed up the west side of Manhattan to his Harlem apartment. Though the Great Depression had put an end to the Harlem Renaissance, the concentration of blacks in the 50 by 80